This is KUT. This week, the Austin City Council is set to vote on the city's first ever housing plan. It aims to address Austin's growing affordability crisis by setting goals for new housing production. But apart from encouraging more affordable housing, there's also a question of where exactly that housing should go. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
Most Austin residents agree that we need more affordable housing and that it should be evenly dispersed throughout the city. So the plan sets housing affordability goals for all 10 city council districts. Specifically, it calls for 10% of rental housing in each district to be affordable to households earning 30% or less of the median family income. Translation, for a family of four, that's about $24,000 or less. The plan also sets goals for affordable home ownership. Jonathan Tom is with the city's Neighborhood Housing and Community Development Office. He spoke at a recent meeting of Austin's Planning Commission.
So these are very aggressive goals, given that some council districts do have a lot of affordable housing and some council districts do not.
Okay, so we've got percentage goals, but where should that new housing go within council districts? Drilling down further, the plan calls for 90% of newly built or preserved affordable housing to be located within 3/4 of a mile of transit service, which in theory sounds like a sensible idea, right? But Planning Commissioner Nuria Zaragoza noted that the most frequent transit routes and the busiest corridors are concentrated in Central and East Austin.
District 6, 8, and 10 just don't have the network there that the rest of the city has. If there's no transit service, 90% is a high enough figure where it would really put those districts, in my mind, at a disadvantage.
Since the city intends to promote more affordable housing near corridors, Central and East Austin could see most of the development. Zaragoza wonders how to draw affordable units to those West Austin districts, which also happen to be the wealthiest in the city. In much of the area, rental housing that's affordable to people earning less than $25,000 is scarce or non-existent.
So my hope is that the 90% will go down to something that provides more flexibility, and that we add a goal in there for high opportunity areas that will provide that geographic dispersion that we're all looking for and that currently does not exist.
Of course, right now, everyone is sort of guessing at where this housing would go. The much-anticipated release of the city's new land development code map on April 18th could provide some clarity. The housing plan will go before the Austin City Council on Thursday. Saida Hassan, KUT News.